local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
As we head into hour number three, pretty nice all considering as far as the weather is concerned. We did have some rain move through the listening area, but things looking very nice, a bit on the muggy side for bands on the beach this evening. But overall, good evening to you. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 262-6111. As we start, we start as we always do with today's top three stories and a tragic story this afternoon in Escambia County, where today the sheriff's office confirming that a four-year-old autistic and nonverbal boy who went missing earlier this morning was found dead.
The body was located in one of the ponds. The family is obviously devastated, and we just ask that you keep that family in your thoughts and prayers.
The child, Daryl Beck, went missing near Barano Park School Road. The sheriff says that over 70 individuals from multiple agencies were on hand and involved in the search, including canine units, dive teams, a heavily wooded area, two ponds nearby, and Sheriff Simmons says Beck's body was found in one of those ponds. Democrats today huddling behind closed doors to discuss their concerns over President Biden's candidacy following his shaky debate against Donald Trump. During the meeting this morning at the Democratic National Committee headquarters, a handful of Democrats argued Biden should drop out, while many top Democrats, though, say they are standing by the president.
The whole Congressional Black Caucus, they support the president. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus support the president.
That was Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre during today's media availability. And in Texas, over 2 million people still without power following Hurricane Beryl.
So I'd ask Texans for their patience as the crews are out there doing their best to try to restore energy across the state.
CenterPoint Energy says they expect power to be back on for nearly a million customers by the end of the day tomorrow. That's a look at our top three stories. Traffic and weather. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we still have some minor congestion maybe on North Davis Highway at the intersection with Olive Road. Actually, it doesn't even look that bad unless or at least not when I zoom in, it doesn't. However, we do still have congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, and a little bit more as you approach Highway 87, but that has greatly decreased since what we were seeing in hours 1 and 2. So there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads at this time.
All right, thank you. Here's Alan.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours, and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Also here in our local headlines today, a Milton man identified as the suspect who was killed during a gunfire exchange at Yellowstone National Park last week. Local police and park rangers say 28-year-old Samson Fussner was making threats in the popular Canyon Village area of the park. Local media reported that Fussner was there as a contractor working at the park through the Zantara Travel Collection. Fussner died after exchanging shots with at least one park ranger during the morning of July 4th. Also, this week, Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Dr. Ben Brown, the one who's charged in the death of his wife last November, is waiving his right to appear for an arraignment this week, thus pleading not guilty. That, according to the PNJ, Brown was scheduled to appear Thursday after he was arrested last month on a charge of negligent manslaughter. 33-year-old Hillary died a week after going into cardiac arrest while Ben Brown was operating on her. Investigators say Brown waited between 10 and 20 minutes to start CPR after Hillary became unresponsive. He is currently free after posting $50,000 bond following his arrest. Also in Santa Rosa County, commissioners will be considering a property tax reduction on Thursday.
So our current millage is 6.0953, and we'll be reducing it to 5.955.
County Administrator Brad Baker there says that the millage rate change would result in a few million-dollar tax cut for residents. On average, a homeowner would save about $56 a year on a home with a taxable value of $400,000. Also, in Escambia County, the sheriff's office says they have located Richard Burt, the man labeled as a person of interest in a shooting last week.
We put person of interest, and I'll just tell you, we believe he was at the scene at the time of the incident.
Okay.
So the investigation is continuing. We're wanting to make sure, like we always do, we talk to everyone that's either there that has information. Maybe they get information after the fact. We want to make sure that we get all the information.
Sheriff Simmons says they are still looking into the circumstances surrounding the shooting last Friday night involving a 23-year-old victim who they say may have been involved in some type of gunplay such as Russian roulette. The victim taken to a hospital, no word on her condition. We'll take a break there. We'll look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
American Leak Detection doesn't just find your leaks. They do drain cleaning, gas leaks, sewer conversions, and full-service plumbing repairs. They're locally trusted with over 40 years of experience. American Leak Detection. Find them online at AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
On September 11th, 2001,
an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bruce Dickinson, yes, the Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
Put my pants on the same way, one leg at a time. Only when I do, I make gold records. Something like that. I think I butchered up the.
And we've discussed that reference before, and that is a reference that I do get.
It is the same reference, the same thing. Every time I hear that song, I will do that. Yes, of course, that was Blue Oyster Cult, right?
Right, yeah.
So, good times there. 6:23 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now. Moving on to state headlines today. Colorado State University researchers updating its forecast for the Atlantic hurricane season. They are now predicting 25 named storms, 12 hurricanes, and 6 major hurricanes of Cat 3 strength or higher. Back in June, they called for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major storms. Of course, there has already been 3 named storms, Alberto, Chris, and Beryl.
And Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is sharing what she calls encouraging news regarding drug overdose deaths in Florida.
The total drug-related deaths, opioid-caused deaths, and deaths caused by fentanyl are all on the decline.
Yes, the 2023 Florida Medical Examiner's interim report shows that the overall drug overdose death rate declined by 7% during the first 6 months of last year. There was also a 10% drop in deaths caused by fentanyl, along with a 10% decrease in opioid deaths.
Tonight, Donald Trump holding a rally at Trump National Doral. Political scientist Dr. Susan McManus says there are rumors he may be selecting Senator Marco Rubio to be his running mate, but she does not expect the announcement tonight.
A lot of people are pushing for him. If Hispanic vote is growing, Rubio has a great story, is very good at foreign policy. If it's going to be Rubio, both he and the former president will have to decide that it's worth it.
And of course, one of the last major rallies before next week's Republican National Convention. Yes or no, Austin, prediction time. Do we get the VP announcement of Rubio tonight?
I don't think so. But basically, for similar reasons as to what you said regarding, you know, just the Republican National Convention, to give it some oomph, it's all the bigger of a stage to begin with. I think, yeah, no, probably not. I'm assuming you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll wait until next week.
But hey, if we're wrong, we're going to have something to talk about tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And a teen is recovering after being bit by a shark in Florida. The attack happened late Monday morning at a junior lifeguard camp in Ponce Inlet, south of Daytona Beach. Witnesses said the boy was diving into the water when he landed on the shark and was attacked, suffering a bite to the right calf. The boy was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, luckily. Let's see, 6:25 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a lot going on, as I said in our last update, but we still had some problems on Navarre Parkway. That appears to still be the case if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but our biggest problems were around Windhaven Beach, and luckily just about all of the congestion in that area has seemingly cleared out.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take, and our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Now turning to our national news, the Republican National Committee is adopting a new platform more closely aligned with Donald Trump's positions. The platform, softens language on the issue of abortion and says Republicans will oppose late-term abortion while supporting policies that advance prenatal care, access to birth control, and IVF. The platform expresses support for states to pass their own abortion laws, but says nothing about a national abortion ban.
And the White House has released a letter from President Biden's doctor after a contentious press briefing Monday over visits to the White House by a Parkinson's disease specialist. Dr. Kevin O'Connor said that there were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorders such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's. O'Connor said that the neurologist also makes visits in support of military personnel assigned to the White House.
A bill that seeks to make sure that non-citizens are not registered to vote in federal elections is set to come up for a vote.
For example, Pennsylvania admitted just a few years ago that it had inadvertently allowed over 10,000 non-citizens to register to vote.
Republicans obviously supported the Biden administration, not so much the so-called SAVE Act. They say it would do nothing to safeguard elections, but make it much harder for eligible Americans to register to vote and increase the risk that eligible voters are purged from voter rolls.
And Hunter Biden is dropping his request for a new trial in his federal gun case. The president's son was convicted of 3 counts related to lying about his drug addiction to obtain a firearm. His attorneys requested a new trial last month, arguing that there was a procedural mistake that should have stopped the trial from moving forward. The legal team conceded today, though, that they misunderstood the situation and withdrew the request. Hunter is still pursuing several other challenges to his conviction.
The U.S. military is pulling out of Niger. Troops formally withdrew from a major airbase in the African nation yesterday. It's the first of 2 planned withdrawals since the government fell to a military coup last year and the U.S. was ordered out. Since taking over, the military junta has pursued closer ties with Russia.
And Wall Street is closing mixed after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's remarks to Congress. Powell expressed concern today that leaving rates high for too long could jeopardize economic growth. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ edged higher to notch new closing records. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 52 points to 39,291, the S&P 500 added 4 points to 55,76, and the NASDAQ gained 25 points to 18,429.
All right, recapping the day's top stories today. Tragic story in Escambia County. A 4-year-old boy found dead. An autistic and nonverbal boy, Daryl Beck, went missing near Barano Park School Road. A massive search then took place, and ultimately Sheriff Chip Simmons sharing the tragic news that he was found in a pond nearby. Democrats huddling behind closed doors discussing concerns over President Biden's candidacy. Some Democrats say that he should drop out, but the majority of top Democrats, though, are standing by the president. And in Texas, electricity could stay out in the Houston area for at least another day of near triple-digit weather as over 2 million people are still without power. CenterPoint Energy says about 1 million customers are expected to be back on by the end of tomorrow. 6:30, we'll take a break there, get a look at our Fox News update, Your Money Now, back with a look at what's happening around the sports world, health, business, and science, and much more still to come.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden hosting a NATO summit in Washington as the military alliance celebrates its 75th anniversary. The president says the alliance stands firmly behind Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Make no mistake, Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
Biden announcing that the U.S. and NATO allies will send Ukraine dozens of air defense systems in the coming months. Democratic lawmakers continue to express concerns about President Biden's age and stamina. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
2 senators, Chris Murphy and Brian Schatz, said they would not discuss private meetings. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch said, quote, we have a ways to go, but we're not going to negotiate in public. Democrats say they are unified behind President Biden because they need to beat former President Trump.
America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Last quarter wasn't a good one for Helen of Troy, and the consumer products company says things aren't going to get any better anytime soon. In a new earnings report, the parent of water bottle maker Hydro Flask and electric shaver Braun fell well short of estimates and slashed its full-year revenue outlook. Shares tumbled 27%. The hits just keep on coming for embattled jetmaker Boeing, who reported second quarter commercial airplane deliveries fell more than 30% from a year ago, but it did improve from the previous quarter that was powered by a healthy June, and it outlasted Wall Street forecasts. This comes on the heels of yesterday's news that Boeing agreed to plead guilty to criminal fraud charges. U.S. stocks finished today's session off of yesterday's pace. The Dow Jones Industrial fell 52 points, the S&P 500 went up 4, and the NASDAQ Composite set a record for the sixth day in a row, up 25 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Salad Guard Brakes. Star pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson recently said there's a lot of well-deserved hype around the Detroit Lions as we get set for this season. And I don't think anyone can seriously doubt what the former number 2 overall pick said, as the Lions are one of 8 teams that I believe are truly in Super Bowl or bust mode for the 2024 season. And the other 7 teams are the Eagles, 49ers, Chiefs, Bengals, Ravens, Jets, and Bills. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hi, everyone. Broadcaster and ER physician Dr. Jerry Punch here. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of sounds that you might hear. You could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing, the sound of first responders desperately trying to save you. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, you could do damage that's beyond repair. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at NewsRadio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just a little bit past 6:35 here, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We may have a little bit of backups on Scenic Highway if you're traveling northbound passing Langley Avenue. And there was a little bit if you were traveling northbound on Mobile Highway just past Blue Angel Parkway, but there's no accident reports in that area, and the congestion in neither of those areas are anything too severe. And then there was Navarre Parkway. We were having a lot of issues there this evening, but it looks like just about all of those backups, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, have seemingly cleared out. So there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads right now that's going to hold you up for too long.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours, and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Austin, what's going on in sports today? Anything exciting?
Well, we had Wimbledon, the quarterfinals earlier today. On the men's side, Daniil Medvedev upset top-seeded Jannik Sinner in a four-hour, five-set thriller. Also, three-seed Carlos Alcaraz beat 12th-seed American Tommy Paul. And as for the women's side, Jasmine Paolini beat American Emma Navarro in straight sets, and Donna Vekic beat Lulu Sun in three. Also in the Euro semifinal, Spain beat France 2-1 to advance to Sunday's final, and tomorrow England will play the Netherlands, and of course the winner plays Spain there. And also, what's going on right now in the MLB, we've got Dodgers at Phillies. That game got underway at 5:40 on TBS. The Phillies, they got an early lead. They're up 3-0 in the top of the fourth, so Dodgers got to get something together quickly, it seems. Also, we had Rays and Yankees start just about 10 minutes after that. The Rays are currently up 4-1 in the bottom of the third, so they're off to a hot start there as well. Later on tonight, we're going to have the Marlins at Astros at 7:10 and the Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. Speaking of the MLB, we had two more players throwing their hats in the ring for the Home Run Derby. Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna each announced that they will be competing in this year's Home Run Derby in Arlington yesterday. Other confirmed entries include Philadelphia Phillies third baseman Alec Boehm, Baltimore Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson, and New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso. So very nice there. I don't know anything about how these guys are going to do. It's totally random. Do you have just a prediction?
Well, Pete Alonso is a two-time champ.
So he's got the most experience coming in.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be one of the favorites by that criteria alone. I'm going to mix it up. I'm just going to come out and say Gunnar Henderson. Why not? That's my pick. All right. You heard it here, unless I'm wrong. Which is very much likely.
Very good.
NFL news here. Brett Favre and his legal team looking to revive a defamation suit that was brought against Shannon Sharp, the legendary quarterback. Having been involved in a welfare scandal in Mississippi for a while now, he was getting a lot of criticism, obviously, but one of the biggest names to criticize him was Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharp, who on his old show, Skip and Shannon Undisputed, criticized him and talked about, you know, the theft aspect of stealing from these people who are needy and yada, yada, yada. And this is the moment that Favre's team cited for defamation, I guess because Favre had not been found guilty of this stuff and Shannon is speaking about it so bluntly. I guess the attorneys are trying to spin a yarn there saying that, hey, you know, he defamed him. This case was thrown out back in October after a judge ruled that I don't know why I struggled with the word ruled there. After a federal judge ruled that Sharp used constitutionally protected speech. So I don't know what the approach is going to be to change anyone's minds on that, but whatever. And then Steelers cornerback Cam Sutton has been suspended for 8 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. He made headlines back in March for being wanted by police over a domestic violence case, and that drove his previous team, the Detroit Lions, to release him. He signed with the Steelers last month and will be eligible to return to them in late October after their Week 8 game with the New York Giants.
Yeah, those Steelers, man. No character.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, we do have some. It's one thing if we just have poor luck with some of the players that we bring in or draft or whatever, and they end up being kind of like divas or problematic this way or that way. But this dude, we had him, we lost him, we let him go, and then we bring him back after he seemingly evades police for a while with a domestic violence case. That's very questionable. I don't know. But whatever. I'm not running the organization. I'm just pulling for it.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. The Federal Reserve says high inflation isn't the only risk the economy faces. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he wants to see more evidence inflation is cooling before cutting interest rates, but also says that waiting too long could hurt the economy and the labor market too.
Inflation has eased notably over the past couple of years, but remains above the Federal Open Market Committee's longer-run goal of 2%.
He says new numbers showing unemployment rising slightly may prompt rate cuts sooner, but they need to examine more data before making a decision.
And BP says that it is expecting to lose nearly $3 billion for the quarter thanks to lower demand for fuel.
The oil company said that lower demand for refining could see between $500 and $700 million erased from the earnings sheet. Earlier in the week, ExxonMobil told investors to expect as much as a $1.5 billion loss in profits. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Sunday set a new single-day screening record for the TSA. Over 3 million people were screened on the Sunday following the 4th, surpassing the record of 2.99 million set a few weeks prior. More people flew on an airplane in a single day in the U.S. on Sunday than on any other day in history since the TSA was founded in 2001.
And bingo night just got a lot more interesting. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise.
Wait, what night did?
Bingo night.
Because of old STDs?
People. Old people.
All right.
If you will just let me finish the story. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise, particularly among older Americans. New data from Fair Health found a nearly 5% jump in STD diagnoses from 2020 to 2023. Among people aged 65 and older, that jump was nearly 24%. Syphilis was leading the way, followed by gonorrhea. Young people and those aged 19 to 24 were the only groups to see a decrease in STDs. So, hey, look at my generations. Paving the way. A good example.
Okay. Yes. You're, good for us. Fabulous example of how to live your life.
Can't get STDs if you don't leave your house. That's what we've learned.
A smishing attack could target your iPhone. Smishing is the term used for phishing attacks sent via text message. They appear to be trying to get users' Apple ID logins, according to Macworld and 9to5 Mac. Apple users are reportedly receiving texts claiming to be from service representatives with a website link to what looks like an iCloud login. The website even includes a CAPTCHA, which could appear to lend legitimacy to it.
So be on the lookout for that for sure. 6:45 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on. The only spot where we were dealing with any residing issues appeared to be Navarre Parkway, amongst maybe a couple others, but there doesn't appear to be anything going on in those areas that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, and Alan has the update on the weather.
As we head into Wednesday, there's a pretty good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but in this case, it looks like it's most likely during the first half of the day or during the morning hours. It'll still, of course, be warm and humid with high temperatures mainly up around the low 90s, give or take, and our heat index values could feel like they're up around 100. Later this week, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, some pop culture notes today and lighter news headlines are just stuff that, frankly, we didn't have an appropriate
category for. Yeah.
The first trailer is being released for Gladiator 2 today. I like the first one. It's not in my top movies, but it's one of those where if it's on the television and it's like, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes into it, I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, I've seen it before, so I know what's going on, but there's still plenty left of the movie to where I can watch and enjoy it.
Right.
That's one of those movies. I like Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, great performances. The film is a direct sequel to the 2000 film, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. It follows Lucius, who was the boy child there, the nephew of Commodus, as he returns to Rome as a gladiator. So there you go.
Yeah,
I think Ridley Scott, I think, is directing it. I think I saw that.
I'm not sure. I will say you were questioning the whole antagonist thing.
Yes.
Okay, so Lucius's parents, right?
Lucius's parents is the emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
Right. And
then the mother is who kind of had like a attraction to Russell Crowe's character.
Mm.
But that's not an antagonist, I don't think. The antagonist would be Commodus.
Well, that's the thing. I guess antagonist may be being used kind of generically here. If this is I'm familiar with the film. I have not sat and watched the whole thing. So you're going to have to be able to tell me this here. I mean, antagonist generally means someone who has a motive or acts in opposition to the protagonist. So is there anything that Lucius's parents is
an opposition?
Do?
No, not the parents.
Really?
No, because no. Marcus Aurelius was the emperor who Commodus killed because he was selfish and wanted to take over. But no, Marcus Aurelius was definitely and Maximus, Russell Crowe's character, was loyal to the emperor. But no, so no, that just doesn't make sense there.
So yeah, I guess antagonist was just a poorly used word there. Either that or we've lived our whole lives not knowing what antagonist means. The Beatles could be up for a Grammy or multiple for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. Their final single, Now and Then, could get one or more nominations when they're announced in November. The Beatles picked up their last Grammys for the 1997 single Free as a Bird. Other Beatles-related projects have been nominated for and even won Grammys since then, but none of them have been credited to the full band.
Here's a pretty interesting one. I wouldn't put it quite in the wacky weird category, hence why we just stuck it in soft news. Two grocery stores in Alabama are now offering gun owners the opportunity to buy ammunition from vending machines. The self-service ammunition kiosks owned by American Rounds have been installed at Fresh Value grocery store locations in Tuscaloosa and Pell City. The kiosks are about the size of a home refrigerator. They use facial recognition technology and require ID and age verification before being allowed to make purchases.
The future is indeed now.
Yes.
And lastly here, very quickly, a member of the iconic country group the Oak Ridge Boys has passed away. Tenor singer John Bonzel lost his battle with a neuromuscular disorder on July 9th. He was 76 years old, and he retired from touring back in January due to mobility issues. Mm-hmm. So very unfortunate news there. Just about 6:50, we'll take one last final break for this evening. When we return, another rundown of our top three stories, followed by wacky stories and good news next.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey parents, it's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
Be sure to tune in to News Radio Pensacola on Friday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. to listen to the narration of the Blue Angels Fly on Pensacola Beach.
Winding things down here on a Tuesday. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for making us a part of your evening here as we enter the final countdown with a recap of our top three stories. Final check of the roads and weather, wacky stories and good news as well. We did have a tragic story here in Escambia County today. Earlier this afternoon, the Escambia Sheriff's Office confirming that the body of 4-year-old Daryl Beck was found in a pond. This after the 4-year-old, who was autistic and nonverbal, went missing near Barano Park School Road in Molino. Sheriff Simmons says they had around 70 or so individuals from various law enforcement agencies helping out, canine units, dive teams. The area was heavily wooded and had two ponds nearby, and Simmons says that Beck's body was found in one of those ponds. Just a terrible story there. Today, Democrats meeting behind closed doors discussing the concerns over President Biden's candidacy. While a handful of Democrats argue Biden should drop out, many top Democrats, though, exited the meeting today and said that they are standing by the president. And in Texas, over 2 million people still without power today. Electricity could stay out for at least another day of near triple-digit weather. About a million customers are expected to be back on the grid by the end of tomorrow. Austin, final check of the roads and weather?
Well, it's been a pretty hectic afternoon, at least in hours 1 and 2, especially on Navarre Parkway. But this has been a pretty smooth sailing hour. Just took one last quick look at the map. Doesn't appear to be anything going on the roads right now. So if you are dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Alan Strum with the forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday, and in this case, it looks like most of that rain will hit during the first half of the day or during the morning hours, and potentially even before the sun comes up. As we head through the rest of the day, high temps will likely still reach low 90s for much of the area, so it will be hot and it will be humid. Later this week, and as we head toward the weekend, the rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. And in wacky stories today, Austin, if you're planning a European vacation, you may want to steer clear of Barcelona, Spain, at least make your visit a quick one. That's because a lot of locals have apparently become fed up with mass tourism. And not only are they taking to the streets to protest, but they're taking it out on the tourists themselves. Not only are they marching through popular areas that tourists like to visit, but they're apparently armed with squirt guns and using them.
Man, you know, I would be surprised if there was not any governmental intervention here. If this like truly started to have a negative impact, because I mean, tourism is a big source of income for
absolutely
some places. So
absolutely.
If you're like, we're going to make ourselves so unappealing that we're going to scare you off. Yeah.
Hey. On the other hand, I mean, during the summer months, maybe if people around here get fed up with the snowbirds, as they're called, or I guess that would be the winter time.
Right.
Just grab a super soaker and head out to the beach. But I suppose
heck, around here, that's an incentive to come
right.
By. Man, because you need all the coolness
water,
you can
exactly.
Get.
Hot water in yes. The squirt guns.
A man and woman in Boston had dinner at a place in Chinatown last weekend and tried to pull the old dine and dash. The woman was 24-year-old Zaire Alexander. After they ate, she went to the bathroom and the guy walked out. Then she started to walk out, too. Well, the employees caught on to this, so when they tried to stop her, she pulled out a gun, because that's what any reasonable person would do. She pointed it at an older employee who was luckily able to wrestle the gun away, and that caused Zaire to take off. Police were quickly able to ID her, though, because she left, of all things, her Social Security card behind.
Yeah, that's...
that's not ideal. It sounds like she dropped it during the scuffle, and she turned herself in the next day. At least she had the common sense to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get your Social Security card back.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That's karma right there. That is karma in its truest form, my man.
Some great news for medical students at Johns Hopkins University. They'll no longer have to pay tuition thanks to a major gift. University announced yesterday they're getting $1 billion from Bloomberg Philanthropies.
We're quite excited about the impact that this will have on increasing access to health-related professions at Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, I'd say so. Medical students from families making less than $300,000 a year will not pay tuition starting this fall. Also, students from families making less than $175,000 a year will also have their living expenses covered.
Yeah, that is a very, very, very generous move there by Bloomberg. So that's pretty awesome. And a bunch of garden gnomes went missing last month from a guy's yard in the Canadian city of Kelowna. But they weren't stolen after all. A secretive group that calls itself the Gnome Restoration Society does exactly what you would think. They take gnomes, they restore them, and then they return them. So luckily this gentleman got his gnomes all back in good time, I suppose. But strange headline, but definitely a nice one.
Yeah, for sure. Also in some good news, Carrie Knox works as an intervention specialist at an elementary school in Fresno, California, teaching life skills, helping kids work through issues that they're having.
So like a guidance counselor.
Kind of, yeah. Now he's also a barber. He, during the COVID pandemic, went to school for it and recently noticed a student hadn't had a trim in a while. So he went to the parents and the principal to get permission, and he's now taking the lunch hours at the elementary school to give kids free haircuts. Says it's been a boost for their self-esteem, gives them a chance to check in and communicate with them and build relationships that way as well. So that's well done there.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, it could be that could have been just a way to get through the pandemic, get some extra income, obviously, with schools, especially in California, right, being shut down. But using that additional life skill now to excellent use. So kudos
for sure
to him. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Tuesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.